Thursday, February 26th. The first reading from the Greek editions of the Book of Esther. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She lay prostrate upon the ground, together with her handmaids, from morning until evening, and said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord my God. And now come to help me, an orphan. Put in my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies. Turn our mourning into gladness, and our sorrows into wholeness. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Jesus said to his disciples, Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Haydock Commentary. After having preached great and wonderful truths, and after having commanded his apostles to keep themselves free from the vices of mankind, and make themselves like not to angels or archangels only, but to the Lord of all things, and not only to observe justice themselves, but likewise to labor for the correction of others, lest they should be disheartened at these almost insurmountable difficulties, our Redeemer subjoins, Ask, and you shall receive. When we offer our petitions to the Almighty, we must imitate the example of Solomon, who immediately obtained what he asked of the Lord, because he asked what he ought. Two things, therefore, are necessary to every prayer, that it be offered up with perseverance and fervor, and that it contain a lawful prayer. So says St. John Chrysostom. The reasons why so many do not obtain the effects of their prayers are, first, because they ask for what is evil, and he that makes such a request offers the Almighty an intolerable injury by wishing to make him, as it were, the author of evil. Second, although what they ask be not evil, they seek it for an evil end. Third, because they who pray are themselves wicked, for God doth not hear sinners. Fourth, because they ask with no faith, or with faith weak and wavering. Fifth, because although what we ask be good in itself, yet the Almighty refuses it in order to grant us a greater good. Sixth, because God wishes us to persevere, as he declares in the parable of the friend asking bread, and that we may esteem his gifts the more. Seventh, we do not always receive what we beg, because according to St. Augustine, God often does not grant us what we petition for, that he may grant us something more useful and profitable. Whatever we ask necessary to salvation with humility, fervor, perseverance, and other due circumstances, we may be assured God will grant when it is best for us. If we do not obtain what we pray for, we must suppose it was not conducive to our salvation, in comparison of which all else is of little moment. Lest anyone considering the great inequality between God and man should despair of obtaining favors of God, and therefore should not dare to offer up his petitions, Christ immediately introduces the similitude of the Father, so that if we were on the point of despairing on account of our sins, from his fatherly tenderness we might still have hopes. So says St. Thomas Aquinas. All precepts that regard our neighbor are directed by the golden rule, do as you would be done by. The whole law and all the duties between man and man, inculcated by the prophets, have this principle for foundation. The Roman Emperor Alexander Severus is related to have said that he esteemed the Christians for their acting on this principle. This is the sum of the law and of the prophets, the whole law of the Jews.